Hi, I'm Bill Hancock, and you're listening to Voices of Foster Care. Today, you'll hear from Stephen and Jennifer. They are no strangers to foster care. Stephen and Jennifer have been fostering for over 5 years. You're going to hear from the veterans today. They began in Texas and made the move to Georgia, continuing their foster care journey. Stephen and Jennifer are part of North Point Community Church's Fostering Together in North Atlanta. They have a wealth of knowledge and experience with fostering children. Their wisdom and heart for kids in hard places is a gift to everyone. As Christians, they truly believe it is our responsibility to aid in caring for the children in need of foster parents, as well as, when it's appropriate, to encourage and equip the birth parents. I hope you enjoyed this discussion today. God bless.
We're Stephen and Jennifer Haynes. We've been foster parents for 5 years. We started in Texas, where we fostered 4 children, and now we're in Georgia, and we're currently fostering our first child in the state of Georgia.
And in Texas, we adopted our last foster child to add to our 4 biological. We selected FaithBridge because we had been licensed with a faith-based organization in Texas, and so when we felt the call to become foster parents again in Georgia, we looked for a faith-based organization that would support us with prayer and with training that gave us not just what the state expected of us as foster parents, but what God expected of us as foster parents.
The most common thing that we hear from other families when they meet us and they learn that we're also foster parents is, "Oh, wow, God bless you, that's amazing, that's terrific, and I wish I could do that, but I couldn't, you know, I could never give them back. How do you do that? How do you give them back?" And the truth is, it's not easy. I mean, it is one of the tenets that you embrace of foster care, is that reality that if you do your job right and the birth parents or the guardians do their job right, then there will be reunification. And we're about to face this again tomorrow. The current little girl that we're fostering, we got her when she was 15 months old, and after 10 weeks with her, she is being sent to her maternal grandmother. And our family has a tradition because we know it's going to be hard, and already this morning we've had some good cries about it already, just in anticipation of tomorrow. But we all like to grab a couple of boxes of donuts. I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, I haven't missed many meals. So the whole family crawls in our bed, we rent some Disney movies, and we sit and eat donuts and cry and watch movies all day. And then after we wipe the sprinkles off, we look at each other and say, "You want to do it again?"
I would like to just say that I'm thankful for FaithBridge and the model that they've created. And I'm thankful for all the people that help us, the ones that provide respite care and the ones that have been willing to go through a background check here and there to come into our home and help us care for these kids. I'm grateful for the organizations that provide supplies for us and raise money and raise awareness for these children, that we feel like we've got these kids in our home and we're loving them and we're reading them stories and we're meeting their needs. But there's a lot of people behind us that are holding us up emotionally and in prayer.
Thank you for listening to Voices of Foster Care. If you'd like more information on how you could start a foster care ministry through your local church, go to faithbridgefostercare.org. And remember, this is our prayer for you, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.